13F, proposed ordinance number 910. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title 11, Vehicles and Traffic of the Wrangell Municipal Code, specifically certain sections in Chapter 11.04, 11.08, 11.12, 11.30, 11.36, 11.64, 11.68, and 11.76, to add provisions on penalty for violation, make corrections, and repeal certain sections of Chapter 11.28 and Chapter 11.32 in its entirety. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 910 and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on October 27, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Sosa?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Proposed ordinance number 911, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections of Chapter 15.18 Garbage of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to maintenance of refuse containers and outside burning of rubbish, and amending the section on penalty for violation to reference the minor offense fine schedule in Wrangell Municipal Code 1.20.050. This is our first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 911 and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on October 27, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? I did have a question on that. Under burning, would you come forward and explain to me exactly what the change is there on that? The way it sounds to me is that if a person has a burn barrel or burn pile or something in their yard and they burn their trash, then they'd be in violation of borough ordinance.
Which section?
15.18.052. And I'd have to look at the current code, but I believe there's already something to that extent already in the code.
My question is, if a person is under the current code or the proposed code, if a person has a burn barrel or a burn pile in the yard, which I do myself, and burn boxes and stuff like that, then I guess I'm in violation of the city ordinance.
That's correct.
Along with many other people.
I also have a question, Mayor. If you're going to put these restrictions on the dump burns on occasion, and if that's going to hold to them as well, wouldn't it?
Currently in the code as that exact language, if you look under 15.18.050B as it currently exists, that's where it's at. And in this modification, we took that same exact language, we put it under 052 for a specific, to get it out of, I guess, 050. I mean, it's already in the code as that. I mean, that is what it currently states. We're just moving it from 050 to 052.
Okay, I guess my question is, why shouldn't we just repeal it?
That's an option too.
Yes.
So, from how I read this, you're not allowed to burn outside unless you have a permit to do so.
Right.
So you can get a permit to do so.
Each time you go to burn your trash, you have to go to the the fire hall and get a permit to burn your trash.
Mr. Mayor?
Which, I don't see, what I'm saying is I can't see making, basically making criminals out of ordinary citizens for something they do every day.
Oh, there's a couple of things. I think the permit is typically just a phone call to the fire department saying you can have a controlled burn. And then they put that out on the radio so that we don't have 20 members phoning in saying we got smoke coming out of this area. I think that's as far as the permitting has gone in the past. But the second thing is that I know in my neighborhood when we had those horribly dry conditions, we had somebody just down from me start burning their stuff. And we had a fire ban across the whole town in the forest, and they didn't realize that and started to burn. So, you know, in some ways, calling to get a permit or to let, or, you know, alert the fire department that you're going to be burning is probably wise.
Yes.
Well, during that fire ban that we had, that was not well publicized. I myself started a fire the day after that was put on, not knowing it was even in place. So if you're gonna go by these, and we're burning trees, we're burning limbs, we're burning all this kind of stuff that we have done forever here that goes on all winter long. There's only certain time periods when this material will be dry enough to burn. You can wait a whole year and only have a little envelope to get this stuff burned in. So, you know, I kind of side with the mayor. You got a burn barrel out back, and we've been doing this for forever. And somebody goes and lights a small fire in a controlled environment, and all of a sudden he's breaking the law, or we have the fire department show up. I think we could do some more work on this.
I can understand what Steve was saying about about the issue there, but I think it could be redone where the average person burning his trash has not made a in violation of city ordinance.
Sure.
And
I mean, as it is, I'm not aware of the fire department ever issuing a physical permit. It's all word of a verbal permission, so to speak. And my understanding is you pretty much have a verbal permission to do so unless told otherwise.
Yes, so. Yes, but that ordinance doesn't say that.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
I know one concern at the dump, we're only required or only allowed by DEC to burn certain types of materials. So garbage kind of things you can't burn. So I know in the past we've got complaints here of people burning other things other than paper and cardboard and things like that in a garbage can. I mean, people were putting all kinds of stuff in there. Of course, some of that's pretty obnoxious. So I think if we do change this a little bit, that certainly would be a good differentiation that you can't just burn. Like here it says, the burning of rubbish, I don't know what all that would mean, or other combustibles, but...
But what is rubbish?
15.8, 0.50.
Can you burn old oil in it, or can you, I mean, that's a... No, I'm saying that would qualify under the combustible materials, so...
But it is, sorry, Mr. Mayor, 15.18.050, disposal, restricting generally disposable of offensive refuse, prohibited, it's unlawful for any person to deposit refuse that may be offensive, noxious, or dangerous to public health on any private property, public ground, LA Street area, and other public places within the borough. So that's plastic and oil and burning stuff like that. I think the regular, the general burning is just for leaves and cardboard and non-noxious. But, you know, it's one thing, Mark has got a point out the road, it's probably not a big deal, but when you live close and, you know, you've got a neighbor that's burning stuff, it can become quite obnoxious as it blows into your house and fills your house with smoke. And I mean, it just can, if you, depending on how close you are. So I don't think it's a bad idea.
The problem is, you can't say, because you live at 12 miles, it's okay. If you live at 2 miles, it's not, you know.
Well, and just to clarify what this change is 15.18.050 had a whole bunch of stuff in there, as you can see. It had person depositing refuse versus removing refuse, and then you had burning right in the middle of it. Burning really doesn't go with the flow of what that 050 section was, so we pulled that out, put it under its own section. And it doesn't really reflect whether or not you're burning plastics or you're burning obnoxious items in there. And obviously this could be changed or rewritten in a means to say that you just can't be burning things like tires or plastic, bubble wrap, whatever you want to have, styrofoam, and just leave the normal combustibles, like what your concern is, out of there.
Well, paper, cardboard, that type of thing, I don't think is, you know, should be included in that. We're changing this now. I'd like to see it, you know, where it's reasonable. Now, while we're changing it, instead of going back and doing it later.
Yes. You know, we could take a look at some other ordinances around Southeast here, just maybe to get an idea and bring some suggestions forward. That would be helpful.
I can certainly, you know, burning styrofoam and that kind of stuff can get very obnoxious.
Go ahead.
Well, we did have someone from the public testify under persons we heard several months ago, specifically asking us to do something about people burning non-wood type things, but plastics, things that were, you know, toxic, basically. And so I think, you know, we should consider that if we're going to do anything different.
So the assembly can postpone this to the next meeting if it wishes, and then Bruce and I can look and see about finding some different verbiage.
I would like to do that personally. I can't see the person going out and burning the cardboard box in the burn barrel in violation of city ordinance, you know. And if you go on a stack and a bunch of styrofoam oil or something like that, it's a different matter, and that should be addressed in that matter.
So just to be clear, the assembly wishes to remove the part about being able to burn, you don't have to call and get a permit, or do you want that?
I don't wish that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to characterize it as the assembly. I mean, maybe some members do, but...
I just need some direction on whether we should keep that.
Well, I don't think, you know, a person should have to be calling the fire department every time they burn something like that.
I mean, it's a nice courtesy that they give us a heads up when they're burning brush piles or something large that's going to put off a lot of flame. However, I can see where this could be better served, like what you're suggesting, just prohibit the burning of obnoxious items.
Other than items other than household, normal household combustible material.
Papers and cardboard.
Yes.
I'm not sure if we're compelled to follow state guidelines, too, for burn barrels and things like that. I'm not sure if that's a part of what we have to do, but we should look into it because I do believe that there are standards for burn barrels. Mm-hmm. So we should.
Yes.
So maybe the staff should look at other ordinances, contact the state, and then also our local fire chief, and kind of get on the same page with whatever, you know, some of the conversations we've had, and see if there's any solutions that you find.
Well, I'd like to see this postponed until the next meeting if everybody else is in agreement with that.
So we can get a motion to postpone.
I move to postpone.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to postpone this item until the next meeting. That was the ordinance number 911. Oh, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, proposed ordinance number 912, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 1.20, General Penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code, first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 912, and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on October 27th, 2015.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? Oh, okay. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 13I, proposed resolution number 10-15-1331. The resolution is simply of the city and borough of Wrangell authorizing and providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and/or extending its sewer pump station's replacement.
Move to approve resolution number 10-15-1331 form RD1780-27, a rural development loan resolution accepting a $91,000 loan for the sewer pump station replacement project.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Just one quick thing. Yes. The assembly did pass a resolution earlier in the year for this, but as I told you, as they come back to this, that was more for our purposes to move forward. This is their requirement, their language, and their rules to have it in this fashion.
Call vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13J, proposed resolution number 10-15-1332. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing environmental mitigation measures for the sewer pumps replacement project during the project's construction and upon the successful completion of the project as set forth by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development.
Move to approve resolution number 10-15-1332 and authorize the borough manager to establish the necessary procedures to ensure that all mitigation measures in the resolution are adhered to and forward a copy of the resolution to rural development prior to the distribution of funds.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I do.
Yes.
Jeff, you want to explain a little bit of what's going on here?
USDA has, when it comes to all the environmental things that they do, this is one more thing that they require of us during this project. We've gone through the environmental portion and there is no mitigation because we're basically going to be in the same footprint we already are in there with our pump stations. So there really isn't any issues. I think the only thing with mitigation, they talk about things like you'll see on road jobs where they'll put the bundle of hay in the ditch so that all the mud and stuff doesn't go, just things like that we have to adhere to all of their, which the engineers will deal with, but it basically is one more.
But we have to do this to get the.
Yes, well, yes. Yeah.
Sometimes this stuff concerns me. I mean, you get fugitive dust. I mean, we dealt with this stuff in the oil field, and you create a cloud of dust, and you don't have a water truck there to water it down, and there's a $10,000 fine.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No, I understand it. And unfortunately, it's a federal program.
I understand.
And it's the same form whether you're in Oklahoma or in Alaska, and it just, what fits in one place doesn't fit in the other and vice versa. But like I said, we don't see any impact at all because we're not tearing up something new. We're going to be right where the existing pumps were, and we're not. So I don't think, even though we have to do this, I think it's going to be a minor deal, but it's one of those things they have to check off their list before they give us the money. So
I don't think we've got a problem with the dust.
Well, we're not doing it.
Any further discussion?
I'd like to have some problem with some dust. That would be nice. So
yeah.
We can stop raining.
Roll call, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Proposed resolution number 10-15-1333. Got all the threes in there. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, urging the state of Alaska to amend the statutory requirements for the Mariculture Revolving Loan Fund.
Move to adopt resolution number 10-15-1333 and submit a resolution for adoption by the Alaska Municipal League, AML, urging the state of Alaska to amend the requirements of the Mariculture Revolving Loan Fund.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
So I didn't realize that this was going to be forwarded to the city, but when Kim put it out there to us asking if we wanted to look at this resolution, I said, yeah, I do. So I asked to put it on the agenda. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough has passed a very similar resolution. Full disclosure, the organization I work for, this is developing the statewide mariculture industry is one of the things that we work on. So I know quite a bit about kind of the background, and this particular issue is one that would basically allow the what we're doing is urging the legislature to kind of tweak one of the revolving loan funds that the state has, which is intended to be used by shellfish farmers to basically help them start a small shellfish farm operation. The loan fund is capitalized right now at $5 million, and it's only been used, I believe, three times. And a shellfish farmer can get up to $100,000 at a whack and can do that up to three times. So, but the one of the sort of the pinch points in developing the industry is access to shellfish seed. And in the state of Alaska, one of our regulations is that all seed must be produced inside state waters. So in other words, you can't ship in seed from outside of the state except for the case of oysters. That's the only species that the Department of Fish and Game allows. So in other words, if you don't have a shellfish hatchery in the state producing seed, the farmers don't have anything to buy to grow their product. So one of the ideas that came forward, the state doesn't have any money, you know, how can we help, you know, sort of move this industry along? And so tweaking this existing Mariculture Revolving Loan Fund to allow shellfish hatcheries to apply for some of the funds to get them up and running, you know, there, it seems to be a good idea and a good use of what's currently there. So, and in fact, the state has a revolving loan fund called the Fisheries Enhancement Revolving Loan Fund that the salmon hatcheries utilize for that purpose. So anyway, it's a relatively small tweak, and you know, it should help. It should be one piece of the puzzle that helps move the industry along. So I support it.
Anything further? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. We have none. Item 15, executive session. There is none scheduled. Item 16 is adjournment. We will adjourn at 7:48 p.m.